Vote Steve Headley for RMT General Secretary. The Socialist Party is supporting Steve Headley in the election for RMT General Secretary. Below we print extracts from Steve's leaflet. I pledge that, when elected, to continue to put jobs, pay, conditions, safety and work-life balance at the forefront of our campaigns. I will campaign to defend against the coming attacks on safety, wages, and pensions. As General Secretary, I will use all my experience and knowledge to successfully defend and protect all our members. I will continue to promote equality, ensuring every RMT member is treated as an equal. We will modernize our union and embrace technology to empower our members through facilitating participation in our great union. I have a track record of 32 years union activity, always at the forefront of the struggle. The bosses will fear me as General Secretary, as they know I cannot be bought or intimidated. I'm standing for a members-led union where, as General Secretary, I will work closely with the National Executive Council, officers and reps to defend jobs, safety, terms, and conditions, and pay. I want the RMT leading the trade union movement industrially and politically. I want our union free from influences in the Trades Union Congress and Labour Party, who want to stifle action and instead promote partnership with the very bosses who are attacking us. The COVID crisis has provided the government with a smokescreen to attack us, and the whole union movement. We must build the largest possible coalition of unions, trades councils, community, disabled and passenger groups, to defend ourselves against this. Since becoming Senior Assistant General Secretary, I have not taken a pay rise, but have donated around £15,000 a year to our RMT fighting fund instead. If elected General Secretary, I again will not take a pay rise, and will keep donating to our strike fund. We as workers are in an unprecedented situation, and we need a clear militant industrial strategy to beat off the forthcoming government attacks. We need to call on all forces friendly to the workers' movement to fight by our side. Most of all, we need unity in our own union and someone able to inspire our members and make them believe they can win.